This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Brian Andrew Bankston. Date of birth, August 28, 1973. Case ID number is 643-4076. Date of exam, November 16, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/11/2023. And also from McAllen Heart Hospital, South Texas Health Systems, dated 9/14/22. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of myocardial infarction. The claimant is presently employed as a insurance broker, which he has been doing for approximately 10 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant is self-employed, and at present time, he lives in an apartment by himself. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, myocardial infarction. History of present illness, myocardial infarction. The claimant states that on September the 14th, 2022, he presented to McAllen Health Hospital because he had a syncopal episode secondary to chest pain. The claimant stayed in the hospital for approximately 7 days and was diagnosed with a acute anterior lateral wall myocardial infarction. A stent was placed in the mid-left anterior descending artery, and a thrombectomy was performed along with stenting. This was all performed by a percutaneous trans arterial catheter. A 2D echo was performed on the claimant's heart, and he was found to have a left ventricular ejection fraction of 30% to 35% with mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. He also had a left ventricular anterior septal and apical wall hypokinesis with moderate to severe dilatation of the ascending aorta. He was diagnosed also with a mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. During the procedure, there was an ultrasound performed of the right inguinal region, which diagnosed a femoral artery hematoma. And the claimant eventually had a partial deep venous thrombosis at that level where the right common femoral vein was. The claimant states that when he presented to the hospital or prior to the myocardial infarction, he had heartburn, and he states that he felt a popping sensation in his chest, and that's when he fell over and passed out. The discomfort was in his epigastric area. During the time that he had pain mainly in his epigastric area that radiated up to his left neck and left arm. And he states that he had the pain for approximately 6 hours prior to going to the hospital. He states occasionally he has chest pain now, at least once a week. He states it's usually precipitated by exertion, and that resting and food intake has no relation to his chest pain. The claimant also states that the chest pain is relieved by taking 2 nicotinamide and sometimes taking antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, and the use of cocaine in the past. The claimant does have a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease with peptic ulcer disease. He denies any history of hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. The claimant was diagnosed to be in mild congestive heart failure and does have shortness of breath, along with pedal edema and orpnea, where he has to sleep with 3 pillows at night. He was diagnosed with a ST elevated myocardial infarction consisting of an acute anterior lateral wall myocardial infarction, ischemic cardiomyopathy, mild pulmonary hypertension, with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 30%. The claimant appeared to be very anxious and stated he was feeling discomfort in his chest while he was in for the examination. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is able to bathe and to care for himself as well as to cook small meals. The claimant is working at this time as an insurance broker, but states that he feels very tired while he's working. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is on no medication for pain. He is seeing a physician by the name of Maria B. Quintana, Quintanar. The claimant's daily activities include working, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, reading, and working as a broker. Family history. The father died at the age of 76 from a myocardial infarction. He did have a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. The mother died at the age of 76 from a cerebral vascular accident with hemiplegia. She also had hypertension. Medications. The claimant states he is only taking aspirin, 325 milligrams QD, because he cannot afford the medications that were prescribed to him. He was on acetaminophen, 325 milligrams Q4 hours for pain. Apixaban, 5 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams. Half a tablet, QD, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams, BID, nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams, sublingually, Q5 minutes, not to exceed 3 doses in 15 minutes, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, ticagrelor, 90 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, congestive heart failure with an ejection fraction of 30%, Dupuytren's contracture of the right hand, comma, myocardial infarction, ST elevated myocardial infarction of the left anterior descending artery with one stent placement placed by a percutaneous transluminal catheterization with angioplasty. Hyperlipidemia, comma, left ventricular hypertrophy, comma, ventricular wall hypokinesis, comma, major surgeries, right femoral partial deep venous thrombosis with right femoral hematoma, and also the percutaneous transluminal angioplasty, which was performed on September the 15th, 2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking a half pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol. The claimant states that he drinks 1 to 2 alcoholic beverages per week. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he does use marijuana and cocaine. He states the last time he used marijuana and cocaine was in 1975. However, medical records appear to imply that it was recently. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 223 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 inches. BP 132 over 92 mmHg. Heart rate 95 beats per minute. Respiration 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 95%. BMI 38. General. This is a 50-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appeared to be in some mild distress and appeared to be somewhat anxious and agitated. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD, uncorrected, was 20/30. OS, uncorrected, was 20/30. Binocular, uncorrected, was 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses, but he did not present with them. Could you please drop down to lungs. Lungs were clear to auscultation percussion bilaterally, but with mild decreased breath sounds. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant did have a few tattoos noted. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times 3. But had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent but low tone, and his mood was somewhat agitated for the time. He did have clear thought process, and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a myocardial infarction and hypokinesis of the heart with cardiomyopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual acuity. Or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to myocardial infarction with cardiomyopathy, resulting in mild congestive heart failure with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 30%. Probable diagnoses: myocardial infarction dash with cardiomyopathy and hypokinesis of the heart, along with signs of mild congestive heart failure, possibly cocaine-induced, appears to be stable at this time, but does show signs of fatigue and has an ejection fraction of 30% of his heart, which is poor. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Brian Andrew Baxton.